There is much more here than just three congregations.
好像我们在当中不仅仅是三个堂会。
Of the many races here, there are the Chinese, there are Cantonese, there are Mandarin, there are Taiwanese.
在我们当中有来自中国大陆的，来自香港的，有来自台湾的，还有来自其他不同的地方的。
There are Europeans.
也有从欧洲来的。
Africans.
Egyptians. 埃及来的。
Coptic Christians.
Coptic, from 非洲来的一个最古老的基督教的这个组织。
There are many ethnicities even within each of our races.
在我们的同一个民族当中也有不同的种族。
Ethnicity means we have unique characteristics.
不同种族是因为不同的有共同的特点。
There are different types of food from northern China to southern China.
从北在中国大陆北方和南方的食物是不一样的。
There are different cultures of food.
有关饮食的文化也是不一样。
Different cultures of music.
也不同的音乐。
Each one unique and special.
每一个都有它独自的特征有它特别之处。
None better than the other.
但是没有一个说比另外一个更好。
And we are people here today gathered of many nations.
我们作为不同的来自不同的国家，但是我们今天聚在一起。
A nation is a people that are gathered under a government.
所谓的一个国家就是一群人聚在一个有组织的政府之下。
Or all living in one place.
住在同一个地方。
Today we are all here in the United States.
今天我们每个人都生活在美国。
Most of us here probably were not born in the United States.
可能大多很多人都不是出生在美国。
But we are all here together.
但是我们今天聚在一起。
We are in union.
我们是在彼此相交。
But are we united?
我们也是彼此连结。
In about a month, we will celebrate.The Winter Olympics.
差不多再过一个月，我们要来开冬季奥运会。
And there, from around the world, will come many nations, ethnicities, and races.
从世界不同的各个国家、不同的民族会在聚在一起。
A lot of talk will be about unity.
人们会谈论团结。
About harmony.
包括和平。
But the truth is.
但是真相却是。
That each of these athletes come to beat each other.
每一个人都想去击败另外一个人。
They come to prove they are the best.
他们想来证明他们是最好的。
They come to win the most medals.
他们想拿最多的奖牌。
That's why there's always a medal count.
所以为什么总是有金牌排行榜？
Which nation has the most medals?
哪一个国家拿的奖牌最多？
If we truly had unity.
如果我们真的有合一、有团结
，among nations，
在不同的国家当中有团结的话
，we would not count the medals，
我们不会去数金牌的
，it would not matter，
因为那不重要
，we would root for one another， we would root for one another， we'd want one another to win，
我们会希望另外一个人去拿了个奖牌
，pray for Elder David，
请为我祷告。
I gave him my notes, but sometimes I don't say what's in my notes.
他只给我他的那个讲到的大纲，但是他有时候不按照他大纲来讲。
And I don't even know if he says what I say.
他也不知道我翻译的对不对。
We might have two separate messages.
希望我们两个讲的是不是不同的信息。
But when the people come together for the Olympics, they want a temporal, earthly prize.
当人们来到奥运会来进比赛的时候，他们是想得暂时的奖牌。
When they come together, they want to prove something about themselves right now.
他们去比赛只是想来向世人展示他们的不同的地方。
God talks about us having a prize to seek after.
但是上帝告诉我们要得另外一种奖牌。
He wants us to seek a prize that will last forever.
他希望我们拿到一个永远不能朽坏的奖牌。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25, the Bible says, everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
在哥林多前书9章25节那里说，凡教练争胜的诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
God wants us to have unity.
上帝希望我们能够团结。
God wants us to have the fruit of unity.
上帝要我们结出合一的果子。
What we are doing today is union.
我们今天在一起是彼此的在主里相交。
But when we all live for a crown that will last forever, that will be unity.
能够让我们得不能朽坏的奖牌，就是我们在主里面的合一。
Our passage for today begins in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11.
我们今天要学习的经文是在以弗所书二章十一节。
Open your Bibles, please.
请你打开你手上的圣经。
And I will read verses 11 and 12.
我会读二章十一节到十二节。
Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth,and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, that done in the body by the hands of men. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world.
以弗所书二章十一节，所以你们应当纪念你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是成为没有受割礼的。这名言是那些凭人手在肉身上成为受割礼之人所起的。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列的国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
God wants us to remember.
上帝让我们记住。
He wants us to remember what we were like before we knew Jesus.
上帝让我们记住，在我们没有认识主、没有信主之前，我们是什么样的人。
Look at this passage in verse 11. It says, "Remember that formerly you were this way."
我们来看这里的十一节说，我们以从前是什么样的人。
In verse 12, "Remember that you were separate from Christ."
十二节说，你们从前是与神隔绝的。
And if we look at verse 1 of chapter 2, Paul began by saying, "As for you," and so we remember who we were before we came to know Jesus.
让我们记住我们在不认识主之前我们是什么样一个人。
So many problems in life are caused by a bad memory or forgetting.
我们生活当中很多的问题是因为我们的记性不好。
We just made some New Year's resolutions.
我们有新年的决定、决心。
Many of us made some promises to ourselves and to others of what we will do this year.
我们很多人向自己、向别人来保证我们今年要做些什么事情。
And soon we might forget.
不久，过了不久我们就会忘记。
People continue to eat the wrong foods even after they made a promise to stay on a diet.
尽管他们曾经说他们要吃比较健康的食物，但是过了不久，他们又固态萌发。
Some people stop studying, forgetting they said they would always do their homework.
有些学生会忘记他们要记得要做作业。
Some of us have struggles in our marriages because we forgot our wedding vows.
我们婚姻会出现问题，因为我们不记得我们在结婚的誓言是什么。
Some of us have stopped reading the Bible, even though we said we would read it.
有些人会忘记读圣经，尽管我们说我们要每天要读圣经。
Some of us will not pray, even though we said we would.
即使我们说过我们要天天祷告，可是我们还是会忘记。
It is as though we have a bad memory.
好像我们记性不好。
We forget.
我们忘记。
And Paul and God want us to remember.
但是使得保罗和上帝让我们记得。
Remember who we were before we knew Jesus.
让我们记得我们在认识主之前是什么样的人。
He wants us to remember the pain of enmity or being enemies.
他让我们记住，因为我们从前与神为仇所带来的痛苦。
In verse 11, the Gentiles were called the uncircumcised.
在十一节来说，外邦人是说没有受割礼的人。
They were hated by the Jews.
他们是被犹太人所仇视的。
And they hated the Jews back.
那些外邦人也同样也不喜欢犹太人。
The Greek people saw themselves as superior to all other nations.
希腊人认为他们是世界上最优秀的民族。
The Jewish people hated the Gentiles so much that when they entered the Holy Land, they would wipe their feet.
犹太人是如此的痛恨外邦人，以至于他们进圣城耶路撒冷的时候，他们会擦去他们脚上的尘土。
To get the dust from the Gentile land off their feet.
他们要把从外邦之地所带来的尘土抖下去。
There was tremendous hatred between the peoples.
在不同的民族之间有如此深的仇恨。
And Paul wanted to remind them that that's what they once were.
保罗要他们记住，那是他们没有认识主之前的状况。
But not only were they separate from each other, they were separate from God.
他们尽管在彼此生活在一起，但是他们是与上帝隔离的。
And so Paul wants them to remember their emptiness of life in their heart.
所以保罗要他们记住他们内心的空虚。
In verse 12, they were separate from Christ.
在十二节说他们与上帝隔离。
They were Christless.
他们是没有上帝的人。
They were excluded from the citizenship of Israel.
他们是在以色列的国民之外的人。
They were not part of God's kingdom.
他们不是在上帝的国度之内。
They were foreigners to God's covenant.
他们是上帝的诸约之外的人。
They had no claim on God's promises.
他们在上帝的应许上没有份。
They were hopeless.
他们没有盼望。
They had no assurance of life or of eternity.
他们没有永恒生命的保证。
They were godless.
他们是没有上帝的人。
They were lost in this world.
他们迷失在这个世界里。
This is who all of us were before we knew Jesus.
这就是我们在没认识主之前的境况。
And this is who we are if we don't yet know Jesus.
如果我们现在还没认识主，我们仍然在这个情境当中。
But there is good news.
但是有个更大的好消息。
There is God.
有上帝，上帝存在。
There is hope.
有盼望。
There are promises.
也有应许。
There is a kingdom.
有一个国度，上帝的国度。
And there is a union that we can have with Christ.
我们可以与基督来连接。
And so Paul, speaking to the Ephesians, says, "I want you to remember who you are now."
所以保罗对以弗所的信徒说：“你们要记住，现在你是什么样的人。
”Remember who you are in Christ.
记住你们现在基督里面是什么样的人。
I want to read verses 13 through 18.
我想读以弗所书二章十三到十八节。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who are far away, and peace to those who are near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit.
以弗所书二章十三节，你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，并且以自己的身体废掉冤仇。就是那记在律法上的规条，为了将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了， 并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，一个来近处的人，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，所以得以进到父面前。
Reconciliation is one of the themes for this year.
和好是我们今年的主题之一。
We see this in verse 16.
我们在十六节当中看到了和好这个主题。
One body.
一个身体。
We are reconciled to one body.
我们两下归为一体。
We are reconciled in one body.
我们在主里面合为一体。
The past 2 years, our theme was one goal, one mind.
去年一年的，过去一年的主题是一样的心思，一样的意念。
And this year we add to the theme one body.
我们在去年的主题上，我们加了一个身体。
What did God do in this one body?
上帝要怎么样来在我们这一个身体上来做什么事情？
He reconciled us to himself.
上帝让我们自己与他和好。
The word reconcile means to turn from hostility to friendship.
和好的意思就是让从敌人变成朋友。
He has brought us from being enemies to being family.
他让我们从前是敌人的，现在变成家人。
He has brought us together in one body, the Jews and the Gentiles.
他们让犹太人和外邦人现在在主里面合一。
He has brought us together to know him.
他让我们在主里面一起来认识他。
There had been separation between us and God.
从前我们是隔离的，和上帝分隔。
For all people are sinful.
因为所有的人都是罪人。
And God is perfectly holy.
因为上帝是圣洁无瑕的。
But he has reconciled us to himself.
但是现在上帝让我们跟他和好。
God took the initiative.
上帝是主动的和好的，与我们和好。
If God did not reach out to us, there would be no reconciliation.
如果上帝不首先向我们伸出手来，我们没办法和解。
Not only no reconciliation between us and God, but no reconciliation between people and people.
不仅我们跟上帝的和好是不可能的，我们人与人间的和好也无从谈起。
How did he do this?
但是他是怎么做到这样的事情呢？
Verse 13.
在13节这样说。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
13节说，你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血得以亲近了。
It is through the blood of Jesus.
靠耶稣基督的宝血。
It is through his sacrifice.
靠着他在十字架上的牺牲。
And the Bible tells us in verse 14, he is our peace.
在圣经十四节里说，他是我们的和平。
In verse 15, it says Jesus is making peace.
在十五节说，耶稣为我们的成就了和睦。
And in verse 17, it says Jesus is preaching peace.
十七节说，耶稣来传扬和平的福音。
Peace means to make two one.
和平的意思是将两个原来不同的人变成一个。
Peace destroys a barrier.
和平就是把原来的墙能够拆断。
And it brings a union.
把我们再能够放在一起。
Where we are one with God.
我们与上帝合一。
And we are one with each other.
我们彼此也合一。
And so not only are we reconciled to God in one body,
我们不仅在一个身体里面与上帝来合一，
we are also reconciled to each other.
我们也彼此在主里面合一。
For it says that he has made one new man, verse 15.
在十五节说，他说让我们，他将我们造成一个新人。
We are one.
我们是一体。
All nations.
One, 一个国度。
All ethnicities.
没有任何的仇恨。
All cultures.
它成为我们的文化。
If we are in Christ.
如果我们在基督里的话。
We are this one new person.
我们在基督里面是新人。
And new here does not mean something like a new car or new clothes or new toys.
我们这里说的新，跟我们平常所说的新衣服、新车、新房子不一样。
New here means something that has never been before.
这里所说的新是以前从来没有的。
Completely new.
完全新的，从前没有的。
New in quality.
新的品质。
Unlike anything that has existed before.
是以前从来没有存在过的。
This one new man is unified.
这个新人能够在彼此合一。
Because they have been reconciled.
因为他们彼此的和好。
And once they are reconciled, they are always one.
当他们和好的时候，他们就成为一体。
It is like a husband and wife are one when they get married.
就像结婚的时候，丈夫和妻子是一体。
There are two people, but now they are one. They are friends.
他们从前是两个不同的人，但是现在他们是一个人，是他们彼此成为朋友。
And when they come together as one, God often makes a child.
当他们这个婚姻能够连接的时候，上帝就赐给他们孩子。
And so now the husband and the wife and the children are one.
所以现在的丈夫、妻子和孩子也成为一体。
And when things are good, this oneness is fun.
当事情都很美满的时候，成为一体是很好的事情。
And when things are good, this oneness is joyful.
当事情好的时候，合一会带来喜乐。
When things are good, this type of friendship can go on forever.
当事情好的时候，彼此之间的友谊可以持续很久很久。
But there is sin.
但是有罪。
And there can be fighting.
我们会彼此的争斗。
And each person could want their own will.
每个人都想做自己想做的事情。
They can want to do things their own way.
他们有自己各自不同的意见。
And they forget.
他们忘记。
What they once promised.
他们曾经答应。
What they once felt with each other.
他们曾经对彼此之间的感情。
What they once said to each other.
他们曾经对对方所说的话。
And in their fighting, they begin to experience pain.
当他们互相争斗的时候，他们就痛苦就会产生。
But does that mean that they are not one?
但是这是不是说他们不是一体呢？
No, they are still one.
不是，他们仍然是一体。
And the reason why it hurts so much is because they are not living out their reconciliation.
他们之间的痛之所以彻骨痛心的话，是因为他们之间不再有之间的他们的和睦已经破坏了，他们不再在主里面和解。
We had been made as one, as husband and wife.
我们自己来否认我们在丈夫和妻子原本是一体的。
We had been made as one for our children.
我们本来是在和父母和孩子是一体的。
We've been reconciled. We are friends.
我们在主里面和解了，我们从前是朋友。
But it is possible to not live out that reconciliation.
但是我们还是有可能的，我们没有办法能够和睦相处。
It is possible to not enjoy that oneness.
还是有可能的，我们没办法，我们享受我们合一所带来的喜乐。
But remember this.
但是我请记住。
We are still one.
我们仍然是一体。
And God calls us to live out that oneness.
上帝来呼召我们要合住彼此和睦的生活。
There was a pastor who was counseling a husband who was having a lot of problems in his marriage.
有一位牧师来辅导婚姻当中出了很多状况的丈夫。
And the husband felt like he could not go on anymore.
丈夫觉得他的婚姻没办法持续下去。
He wanted to give up.
他想放弃。
And so the pastor thought and he said, "The Bible tells you to love your wife. Can you love your wife?"
牧师说，圣经教导我们，你要爱你的妻子，你还愿意爱你的妻子吗？
The man, a devoted Christian, thought about it and he said, "No."
那位丈夫也是一位虔诚的基督徒，他说，我没办法。
And then the pastor said, "Well, the Bible teaches you that you are to love her as your sister. Can you love her as your sister?"
牧师继续说，圣经教导我们，你要爱她像你的姊妹一样，你能不能爱她像你的妹妹一样？
And he thought about it, and he said, "No."
那位丈夫又想了一想，说，没办法。
And then the pastor said, "But the Bible tells you You are to love her as your neighbor. Can you love her as your neighbor?
牧师说，圣经教了我们，你要爱她像你的邻舍一样。你可以爱她像你的邻舍吗？
And he said, no.
他仍然摇头说，没有办法。
And the pastor didn't give up, and he said, and the Bible tells you you are to love her even as your enemy. Can you love her as your enemy?
牧师绝对不想放弃，他说，你要爱你的仇敌，那你能不能爱你的妻子像爱仇敌一样？
And the man goes, yes.
那位先生说，可以。
Can you love your brother or sister even if they're your enemy?
即使你的弟兄姊妹和你有为与你为仇，你还愿意来爱他们吗？
There is a reason why we have chosen reconciliation for our theme this year.
我们拣选今年的主题，我们要和解是有原因的。
We are aware of broken relationships.
我们都知道，在我们教会当中还有破损的关系。
We are aware of conflicts.
我们还意识到，我们不同的堂会之间还有不同的想法。
And these were with people who are our brothers and sisters.
但是我们在主里面都是弟兄姊妹。
We are already friends with them.
我们已经跟他们是朋友。
But we have not enjoyed our friendship.
但是我们好像没有享受我们之间的友谊。
We are already reconciled to them in Christ.
我们在主里面已经彼此的和好。
But we have not lived out our reconciliation.
但是我们好像还没活出彼此和睦的样子。
This is our challenge.
这是我们的挑战。
This is our call.
也是我们的呼召。
Just as it must be for a husband and a wife.
就像丈夫和妻子之间一样。
They have been made one.
他们是在主里面原本是一体。
When my wife and I were in marriage counseling at the beginning, pre-marriage counseling,
当我和我的太太接受婚前辅导的时候，
the pastor told us that once we said I do, we are one.
牧师说，当你说我愿意的时候，你们就是一体。
And he said that if we ever try to break up this oneness, it would be like trying to break up hardened cement.
他说，当你试图要破坏你们之间的合一的时候，就像你想去凿开那个水泥。
Once the cement has become one,
当水泥凝固以后成为一体，
you cannot take it apart except to break it into thousands of pieces.
如果你想破坏它的话，它会破成许多许多的碎片。
When we are not living out our friendship,
当我们没办法活出我们之间的友谊的时候，
When we are not living out our oneness,
当我们没办法活出我们的合一的时候，
It is like we are hammering at concrete.
我们就像在敲打那个水泥。
And we are hurting others.
我们会伤害对方。
And we are hurting ourselves.
我们也会伤害我们自己。
And we are not bringing honor to God.
我们给上帝羞辱上帝的名。
But God knows this.
上帝知道很清楚一切。
And God loves us.
但是上帝仍然爱我们。
And God never gives up.
上帝对我们从来没有放弃。
And God gives us hope.
上帝给我们盼望。
And God gives us power.
上帝给我们能力。
And God gives us strength.
上帝给我们力量。
And God brings back the ability to live out that oneness.
上帝能够赐给我们的力量，恢复我们从前在主里面合一。
And so we read in verse 18, For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit.
所以在十八节里说，我们因为同样一个灵，我们进到上帝的面前。
We still have hope.
我们仍然有盼望。
We still can rebuild.
我们仍然可以被建造。
We still can be renewed.
我们仍然可以被更新。
We will be restored.
我们会被复兴。
But we must remember.
但是我们要记住。
And so in verse 19, Paul tells us, this also we must remember.
所以在十九节，保罗教导我们，我们要记住。
Verses 19 and 20.
19节到20节。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，在有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Therefore, Paul is telling us to remember we all of us who have been reconciled, all of us who are one, we all live under the reign and rule of God.
所以使徒保罗提醒我们，我们在主里面合一的人，我们都是一体的，而且我们要受上帝的管教。
We are citizens of God's kingdom, and we are the loved ones of God's family.
我们是上帝国度的子民，也是上帝家里蒙爱的人。
He wants us to remember that we are no longer foreigners.
他让我们记住，我们不再是外人。
We are no longer aliens or strangers.
我们不再是客旅。
But we are fellow citizens.
我们是与上帝同国的人。
We belong to God.
我们属于上帝。
We belong to each other.
我们属于彼此对方。
We are part of a kingdom with a king who loves us.
我们是上帝国里面的那个国里面的国王爱我们。
And in his kingdom, he will protect us.
在上帝的国里面，他会保护我们。
He will provide for us.
他会供应我们一切的需要。
He will do everything possible so that his subjects live together in oneness.
他会做任何一切事情，所以让他的臣民可以。在一起生活。
Nothing can make a parent sadder than to see their children in conflict.
我们没有其他事情让我们做父母的更伤心，看到孩子彼此相争。
Nothing can make a king sadder than to see his subjects fighting within themselves.
没有其他的事情可以让一个国王呢更悲哀，当他看到他的子民彼此相斗的时候。
But we are to remember.
但是我们要记住。
That the people that we see as our brothers and sisters.
当我们看其他人时候，我们弟兄姊妹的时候
，are God's children.
我们都是上帝的孩子。
Are our brothers and sisters.
我们是弟兄姊妹。
And God loves them.
上帝爱他们。
And God loves us.
上帝也爱我们。
And we can share in that love.
我们可以彼此来分享上帝的爱。
There is a hope.
有盼望。
And we can build together.
我们一同可以被一同建造。
Somebody asked me during the time that I was being interviewed what to do among brothers and sisters who are fighting with each other.
当我来接受那个求职来访问的interview 的时候，有人问我弟兄姊妹，当他们有不同的意见上，我们可以做什么事情
？And I said, send them on a mission trip together.
我说送他们去宣教。
And make them roommates.
让他们做彼此做室友。
When we work together,
当我们一起做工的时候
，When we have a purpose higher than ourselves,
当我们有一个更高的目标的时候
，When we remember that we are serving our God,
当我们记得来服侍我们上帝的时候
，Our differences become less,
我们的分歧就会变得越来越少。
We learn to depend upon each other,
我们会学会相互依靠。
We learn to help each other.
我们学习互相的帮助。
We might even learn to like each other.
我们可能还会学习喜欢彼此对方。
This means that we must reach out to those who we have differences with.
这意味着我们要去跟我们有不同的意见，我们要首先要走出去。
And we must build together.
我们要一同来被建造。
God wants us to build together.
上帝希望我们一同被建造。
And he wants us to build, as it says in verse 20, on a foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
在二十节里面说，他希望我们建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
The apostles were specific people chosen by God to be his messengers.
使徒是被上帝亲自拣选，带着特殊使命，带着特殊信息的一群人。
They were people who had seen and lived with Jesus.
他们曾经见过主耶稣基督，也和他一起生活过。
They were people who were inspired by God, and what they wrote and what they said was of God and infallible.
圣灵跟他们启示，他们所看见的、所见证的是完全没有错误的。
They were even able to work miracles.
他们甚至有能力可以行神迹奇事。
These were the people who lived among Jesus.
这是一群跟耶稣基督一同生活过的人。
We would know at least 14 of them.
我们大概知道至少有14位使徒。
The 12 apostles.
最初的12位使徒。
One of them being Matthias, who replaced Judas.
包括后来代替犹大的马提亚。
And then the apostle Paul.
后来的使徒保罗。
And then James.
还有雅各，就是耶稣的弟弟。
So at least 14 apostles.
这14位使徒。
Who lived in the time of Jesus.
他们跟耶稣同一个的时代生活。
But when they died.
当他们死的时候。
There were no more apostles.
再没有使徒了。
In that office.
在那个职分上再没任何人做可以称为使徒
but their words
但是有上帝的话语
and what they wrote
当他们写下记下上帝的话语的时候
remain the foundation of our faith
就成为我们信仰的根基
and there were prophets
也有先知
in the New Testament they would be like John the Baptist
在新约里面记载有施洗约翰
Or Simeon and Anna, who held Jesus when he was brought to the temple as a baby to be dedicated.
当耶稣的父母带他去圣殿去的时候，有记载两位先知西缅和安娜。
And we can add these apostles and prophets together.
我们把这些使徒和先知加在一起。
To be to us today the word of God.
让他们记载了上帝给我们的话语。
It is their words.
是他们记下上帝的话语。
And it is their prophecies.
是他们所先知所预言的。
And it is their accounts of our Lord.
是他们和上帝给他们的启示。
That are our truth.
是成为我们的真理。
Our foundation.
成为我们的根基。
Cannot be tampered with.
不可以被更改。
Cannot be changed.
不可以被有任何的改动增减。
It is a firm and dependable foundation.
是牢固可靠的根基。
We build on this foundation.
我们被建在了这个根基上面。
When I was a student in college, I wanted to be an architect.
当我在大学的学习的时候，我想成为一个建筑师。
And one of the first things I was taught in architecture was a saying.
我学习的一个原则，到现在为止还是一样的。
And the saying was that form follows function.
那个原则就是形式取决于功用。
What that means is that the appearance of the building is not as important as the purpose of the building.
一个建筑物的外表跟它的功用相比的话，其实并不重要。
So the purpose of the building is why you are making it.
这个你之所以建筑这个建筑物的话，你是要考虑它的功用。
And you want to make sure that the purpose is fulfilled first.
你要保证你所设计的那个功用是能够得以完成。
Once that is done, then you can work on the appearance of the building.
只有当这个功用被完成以后，你才可以来去外面的装修。
So form follows function.
所以形式取决于功用。
What we can say in light of these verses is something else.
我们看这些经文的话，我们看到其他的一些启示。
We could say that function follows foundation.
我们也可以看出说，它的功用取决于它的根基。
In other words, how well we function depends upon how firm is our foundation.
可以说，我们做事。是不是成功取决着我们根基是不是牢固
A good foundation will allow for a good function.
根基稳固的话其他的功用都可以得以实行
Let me ask you to think of these questions.
我来挑战你们考虑下面的问题
What is the foundation of your home?
你们家里的根基是什么
Of your marriage.
你婚姻的根基是什么
Of your family.
你家庭的根基是什么
？Your finances.
你的财务的根基是什么
？Your happiness.
你的幸福感的根基是什么
？Your spirit.
你的灵命的根基是什么
？Your self-esteem.
你的自信自尊的根基是什么
？Your hopes and dreams.
你的盼望、你的梦想的根基是什么
？Your friendships.
你的友谊的根基是什么
？What is the foundation?Of them.
所有这些的，他们的根基是什么
？For all of them to go well.
如果这些事情都能够顺利的话
They must be built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
那就表明他们所有的一切都是建在使徒和先知的根基之上。
Jesus tells us how important a foundation is.
耶稣告诉我们根基是何等的重要。
In Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and 45, he says, Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock.
马太福音七章二十四、二十五节说，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
So what happens if we don't build our lives upon a good foundation?
我们正在思想我们怎么样把我们的生活建在一个好的根基上面。
It is like building a house without a firm foundation.
就像是建造一个房子，如果没有好的根基的话，事情会变得很糟糕。
Like this house that fell down because it did not have a firm foundation.
我们现在看屏幕上有一个房子，它的倒塌了，因为它的根基不好。
In a mild earthquake, it can fall off its foundation.
即使一个很小的地震的话，就会啊，它房子从根基上啊倒落。
Or like this house that was built upon the sand.
就像这个房子一样，站在了沙滩上面。
And when the sand moved away, the house fell down.
当沙子被风吹走的话，房子就会倒塌。
Let that not be us.
我劝告大家，我们的生活不要像这个样子。
Let us decide that we will remember to build our lives on the foundation of God's Word.
让我们下定这样的决心，我们的生活是要建在上帝的话语当中。
Paul says that not only are we to have a firm foundation, but we must also be connected to the chief cornerstone, who is Jesus Christ, verse 20.
保罗说，我们不仅要建在根基上，而且我们也连于我们的元首耶稣基督，他是我们的房角石。
We are to be connected to this chief cornerstone.
我们都被连于房角石。
The cornerstone is the first building block on top of the foundation.
房角石是第一块用来建造一个房屋的。
It is the starting point, and it is the standard of the building.
它是一个建筑物的基准和基点，是建筑物的基石。
It unites the sides of the building together.
它把其他房子的所有的墙连在一起。
It teaches the builders how to be in correct alignment.
他也告诉这个建筑师怎么样把它作为基准呢，把其他的那个定准。
And it is the stability of the building because it bears the weight of the building upon it.
它所有房屋的稳定性也全靠这个房角石，因为它奠定的基础。
The cornerstone is connected firmly to the foundation.
这个房角石跟根基是连在一起的，牢牢的连在一起。
And we are to be connected to this foundation and this cornerstone.
我们也是牢牢的连在这个根基，连在这个房角石上面。
And so Paul says, I want you to remember that we are joined together in Christ.
所以保罗提醒我们说，我们是连于我们的元首耶稣基督。
Verses 21 and 22 say this.In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
以弗所书二章二十一节、二十二节这样说，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
These have been the theme verses for our renovation.
这个也是我们房屋整修的一个主题。
We have a building here that we have enjoyed for over 30 years.
我们的这个教堂，我们在其中我们享受了三十年，三十多年。
And it needed a renovation.
但是需要被翻修。
And so many of the rooms are being remodeled.
所以好的房间都被重新那个装修过。
They are being renewed.
他们也被有些材料更新了
，so that they can function well.
所以他们的功用能够得以实行。
But during a renovation, there is often a lot of mess.
但是在这个整修的过程当中，有很多的乱七八糟的事情发生。
Things are torn down.
有些事情被有些墙被扒倒。
So new things can be made.
所以才能够新的东西才能够建立起来。
And these verses were a reminder to us.
这些经文来提醒我们。
That the renovation of the building is a picture.
房屋整修其实是一个画面。
Of what God wants to do inside our hearts.
就是上帝希望我们在内心里面被更新的样子。
And so we said that God wants to renovate our hearts.
上帝希望能更新我们里面。
He wants to renovate what is inside of us.
他想更新我们的心。
He wants us to become new.
他要我们重新更新。
Paul says he wants us to rise as a holy temple.
保罗说我们要渐渐建成上帝的圣殿。
To rise means to grow and to expand.
建立起来就是慢慢的被建立起来，就是要被建造，被成长。
How are we to grow and expand?
我们如何的成长，如何的增加呢？
In holiness.
在圣洁方面，我们如何的成长？
God calls us to be holy.
上帝呼召我们要过圣洁的生活。
God calls us to be like Jesus.
上帝呼召我们要像耶稣的样式。
So not only are we joined together in Jesus.
我们不仅在基督里面连于一体。
We are called to be like Jesus.
我们也呼召要像他的样子。
To look like Jesus.
像他的样子。
To act like Jesus.
行动也像他。
This is what it means to rise and to grow.
这个就是被建造成长的这个意思。
God wants us to grow up.
上帝希望我们能够成长。
A lot of times our children say, when I grow up, I want to be an engineer, I want to be a doctor.
当我们的孩子在成长的过程中说，我长大以后我要成为一个工程师，成为一个医生。
And parents say, you will be a doctor.
父母说，你会成为一个医生。
God says, you will be like Jesus.
上帝说，你们要像耶稣基督。
Ephesians chapter 4, 15, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ.
以弗所书四章十五节说，唯有爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
I want to grow up and be like Jesus.
我想长成耶稣基督的样子。
God wants us to grow up. And be like Jesus.
上帝也希望我们长成像耶稣基督的样子。
Before we can think about size as being more people,
当我们想到考虑房屋大小的时候，
we must think about size of being more like Jesus.
我们要想考虑我们如何更像耶稣基督。
God is concerned about our heart.
上帝更关心我们的内心。
We often are concerned about a big church.
我们常常盼望有一个大的教会。
God is concerned about big Christians.
但是上帝更关心我们是不是像基督。
He will take care of his church.
他会来关心，来照顾他的教会。
If we live out our lives as Christ,
如果我们活得像耶稣基督的样子的话，
Christ will build his church.
基督会来建立他的教会。
Christ will build his church.
基督会来建立他的教会。
And the gates of hell will not prevail.And the gates of hell will not prevail.
阴间的权势不能够阻挡。
God wants us to grow in our knowledge of Jesus.
上帝希望我们对耶稣基督的了解越来越多。
2 Peter 3:18, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
彼得后书三章十八节说，你们却在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远，阿门。
I want to ask you to remember this.
我想请你们记住这一点。
To grow.
成长。
In the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ.
在上帝的恩典和知识上不断的成长，像耶稣基督。
To grow up.
成长。
And be more like Jesus.
更像耶稣基督。
To rise as a holy temple.
渐渐建成耶稣基督的圣殿。
To be all that God made you to be.
长成上帝所希望你的样子。
Holiness means that we must be separate.
圣洁意思是我们要分开。
It means that we are saints.
它意思是我们要成为圣徒。
It means that we are saints seeking to give glory to God.
意思说我们要来寻求上帝的荣耀，成为上帝的圣徒。
To live lives worthy of His name.
我们过的生活要与所蒙召的恩相称。
To continue to rise means to continue to build.
不断的建造，意思说我们不断的成长，不断的被建造。
And what are we built for?
但是我们来建造什么呢？
Why is a house built for God?
为什么上帝的家要被为了上帝来建造？
Why is a temple built for God?
为什么要建造一个圣殿给上帝？
What is the ultimate purpose of this building?
但是这个建筑物的最终的目的是什么呢？
It is so that God will live in this building.
就在于上帝要住在我们当中。
You and I are built to be God's dwelling.
我们每个人都被建成要成为上帝的居所。
The word dwelling means to be a habitation or a house.
居所就是家的意思。
It means to stay or live in it permanently.
意思是我们在那个地方永久的居住。
It means to be part and parcel with the house is to have God within it.
意思是上帝要在其中，住在其中。
In Colossians,Chapter 1, verse 27, the Bible tells us that God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
哥罗西书一章二十七节这样说，神愿意叫你们知道，这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了一种荣耀的盼望。
Reconciliation.
和解。
Building one another up.
彼此建造。
Being built up.
被建造。
Being one.
成为合一。
One goal.
一个心思。
One mind.
一个意念，一个心思。
One body.
一个身体。
To share with each other.
彼此分享。
To care for each other.
彼此关怀。
To rebuild that which was broken.
重新建造曾经破碎的地方。
To reach out to the lost.
向未得之民传福音。
To serve with our hearts.
用我们心来服侍。
To speak words of encouragement.
说鼓励人的话。
To pray for each other.
彼此代祷。
To help one another.
彼此扶持，彼此帮助。
This is who we are.
这就是我们在基督里的人。
We have been reconciled to this purpose.
我们为此目的而被合一。
And there is no greater purpose on earth for any person than this.
世界上再没有其他的比这更高的目标。
To live so that God proudly lives within them.
我们活着就是为了让主活在我们里面。
Christ in you.
基督在你们里面。
The hope of glory.
荣耀的盼望。
Christ in us.
基督在我们当中。
The hope of glory.
荣耀的盼望。
Christ in our relationships.
上帝也在我们的关系中居首位掌王权。
The hope of glory.
荣耀的盼望。
Christ in our reconciliation.
上帝也在我们的和解当中。
The hope of glory.
荣耀的盼望。
Let us live for Christ.
让我们为主来活。
For He lives in us.
因为他活在我们里面。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。